Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Hello. So last week I spoke to you about changing the narrative inside your head, especially when that narrative is disruptive to who you are and makes you feel bad about the person that you are. And what I said last week was that I was going to share something along the same lines called a research question, and that I was going to share it this week. And so I am. If you want to have a look or listen to last week's episode, that's absolutely fine. I'll make sure there's a link in the show notes below so that you just need to click on it. It'll take you to that episode. So the interesting thing about a research question is, I don't know if you've ever heard of affirmations. Most people nowadays have heard of affirmations. So it's another way to try and train your brain to think in a positive way about something that you're challenged with. Now, the problem with an affirmation is that when you try and affirm something you don't believe, you meet resistance. And the resistance is you not believing it because you don't know that it's true. In fact, you don't believe that it's true. So for instance, if you're wanting to feel confident and you don't feel confident, and you keep telling yourself, I am confident, I am confident, your subconscious is going, no, you're not. We have all this evidence to show that you are not confident. You know, like, what on earth are you doing? So there's that resistance because deep down, you know, you're not confident. Now, a lot of people have a lot of success with affirmations, so there is some truth behind them, and I don't want to disparage them completely. But what I want to share with you today is a different way of going about the same thing, a way that I have found to be far more powerful than an affirmation. And it's what I was taught to call a research question. So where with an affirmation you would say, for instance, I am confident, with a research question you would say, and you can change it as you want, but you could say, what would it feel like to be confident? Or who would I be being if I was confident? Or what would open up for me if I was confident? Now the key to this, and you can feel as soon as you ask a question like that, you're stepping into exploration, into curiosity, into sort of trying to feel something you might not have felt before. And the more that you do this, and the longer that you hold that new feeling, the more that you build it, the more that you create it inside yourself, and the more you give it space to be real. And with these research questions, they can be incredibly powerful. I remember holding one a number of years ago. God, no, it must be about nearly 15 years ago now. Which was, what would it feel like to be lovable? And I think I held it for like a week. So every time I didn't feel lovable, every time I doubted my sort of ability to be loved, then I would ask myself, what would it feel like to be lovable? And at the end of this week, I happened to meet up with somebody who I dated in my teenage years. And it was the most wonderful feeling because I knew that I would always care for this person, not necessarily as in a romantic love interest kind of a way, but there was some deep connection to this person that I'd sort of had spanned years and years and years, and I feel a bit foolish saying this, but the reason I'm sharing it with you is because it had a major impact in my view of my ability to be loved, and it changed a lot of things for me, and it was actually really impactful, and all of that came from that question that I sat with for a week or just over a week or whatever it was. And the thing about these research questions is that you use them every time you think the opposite. So we were using the idea of being confident. So every time you don't feel confident, you would ask yourself, what would it feel like if I was confident? What would it feel like if I was confident in this moment? What would it feel like if I was confident in this situation? And you don't just ask it in your head, you have to really feel it and feel into that. Feel into what would it feel like, because there is incredible power in that. And so sharing this with you, and sometimes you know, sometimes that you need to use the research question for a day, and sometimes, like in the example I gave you, you need to use it for a week. And for other things, you need to hold it even longer, but don't give up with it, because there is an incredible power behind it. And it all depends on how out of alignment you are with what you're trying to create, or how new the emotion you're trying to create is. So for instance, if you've never felt confident, trying to shift and change that and grow that new feeling might take some time. So be patient with yourself. I hope you've enjoyed this, and it ties very much into that sort of negative conversation that I was talking about last week in the last week's episode. I use this often, and it is, as I've said, very powerful. As usual, there are links in the show notes below, one to last week's episode and also to my free course, The Happiness Boost, which is a 7-day free happiness course. There's also links to my website and to my social media if you want to connect with me, and if you're interested in coaching with me, either with a team or as an individual. And I hope you have a fabulous week. Lots of love. Bye-bye.